from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Tuesday morning. Well, a couple days obviously removed from that Eagles win in Brazil. We'll continue to discuss it. A lot to digest from the game and obviously start looking ahead to more of the season, what we saw and what it means. Look, we'll also have a big show today related to the Eagles. Brandon Graham in studio, as he will be every single Tuesday with us at 7:40. We'll talk to Ron Jaworski today and more. We'll also get in a lot of Philly stuff today. They won last night. That's good. Closer to the playoffs and buys and all that good stuff. But also a controversy with Bryce Harper at the end of the game. We'll address that, obviously. So 215-592-9494, your chance to weigh in on it all. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
What up, John?
Of the 3,000 islands in the Bahama chain, in the Caribbean?
Mm-hmm. I've never heard Bahama.
Oh, yeah?
I hear Bahamas.
I think it's the Bahama chain, okay. But the Bahamas,
yep.
There's 3,000 islands down there. Only 20 are inhabited.
Only 20? Well, yeah, you get those. When I was in Greece, man, you get those little things. It's like, does that even count as an island? It's
really?
Like, it's a little thing that sticks
well,
out
no,
of the...
it doesn't count. If it, so it's like a rock?
A sandbar, are you talking about?
It can be very small. They can be
What's
very
the
small.
Size minimum for an island?
I don't know.
So you're
not
saying like a basketball size?
I'm apparently a sports expert. I'm not
an island?
I'm not a rock expert.
Well, that does
ask
make
ask Gilligan.
You're right.
You know? Apparently, 2x4 feet is the size. Wow.
You
gotta
be kidding me! And that
you nailed it.
And how long does that have to
I learned that in Greece.
How
I
long
did.
Does that have to be above water? Because I'm sure with the tides, that'll submerge.
It's a great question. Another question is, why doesn't Bryce Harper try his hardest? But that's a whole nother matter. All right. So let's actually start, Phils, then we'll go Eagles. Heavy Eagles today, but let's actually start with the win. If you missed it last night, and I swear, Cody Clemens, man, they got to find a way to get this guy on the postseason roster. He wrapped it up last night.
Phillies led this game 1-0. A homer tied it in the top of the ninth. The 1-0. Swing and a ground ball through. It's over. Cody Clemens wins it with a walk-off single to right.
It's funny. That was a game last night that didn't have much going on until it had an awful lot going on at the end of the game. It's by the way, credit to Christopher Sanchez because he's the star of the game. And I can tell you right now, I guarantee you his name won't be said enough today on the show because we're going to say, you know, the names Jalen Hurts and the Eagles and blah, blah, blah. And we're going to talk about Bryce Harper. But Sanchez is going to get lost in the shuffle. It's a shame because he was the best filled last night, which really is critically important. As you look ahead to October, he obviously is going to be either the third or fourth starter, probably the fourth. We'll see, you know, to what extent Ranger can get you know, his act fully together. But
you
obviously,
you've loved those
might be
pitching
the
duels
he
before,
Joe. I mean, he probably should be the third.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It depends on how Ranger looks heading into the playoffs.
It does. Well, that's my point. I mean, but look, Ranger.
Well, he was masterful last night.
He was great.
And Joe, you've said in the past you love the pitcher's duels. You love the low-scoring games. Do you still maintain that you love low-scoring
baseball
games?
I do.
You enjoy getting no hit for five innings?
I mean, really?
Is that fun? Like,
did I say yes to that?
No. Seriously. If you really like that stuff, the way they're playing, I love it.
I'm with you, Joe.
Fast game,
buddy. I love a good pitch.
I'm still looking for the 17-13 football game, but apparently I got to put on a TV game from 1985 to watch that anymore. All right. So if you want to react to the Phils, obviously go for it. I mean, they are in a great spot for the postseason, you know, to get there, so to speak. Just they're doing good. Now, Harper, not. I mean, he is with hits, but John, why is he averse to running his hardest more often? I mean, what like, listen, I guess...
He's made so many base running errors. Like, sometimes it's too fast, sometimes it's too slow, sometimes it's too aggressive, sometimes it's not aggressive enough. It is his sort of kryptonite, if you are going to call it something.
It's really irritating. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Bryce Harper hit a ball ninth inning last night, smoked it. Maybe it's going to go out. Maybe it's not. Turns out it did not go out. So 1-1 game remains a 1-1 game. But he is stuck at first base. You know, when I say stuck in that moment, it can only get to first because he didn't run out of the box.
Yeah.
Now,
Should have been on second. And then we got to a point where he would have likely scored with the way things had moved, with the way the base runners had moved.
And
so
if Bryson Stott,
frustrating.
It's very frustrating. And if Bryson Stott doesn't leg out an infield single and other guys don't get on and blah, 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 then, you know, you're in the 10th inning and round and round the
He got very lucky, Bryce
Harper. Very lucky. So I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of it. I mean, you know, I know, you know, James, you as a, for instance, have said this year, you know, you think Bryce picks his spots.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not, like, last night, not a spot. I will never excuse that. You have to run in
not
that spot. 100% of people have to run in that spot.
All right. So that whole thing on the table, we'll continue to discuss that through the show. Because it's I mean, I asked this question back around, I don't know, May or June. I will ask it again. And it sounds ridiculous, but I think we've had enough evidence now that it more than meets the criteria of a reasonable question. Do you think Bryce Harper will try his hardest in the postseason? Not his hardest to hit the ball. Do you think Bryce Harper will try his hardest in October? Or will there be one, two, three different times where we get in here in the morning and say, damn it, he freaking did it again.
You don't really think he's going to do it in the playoffs, do you?
I think it is more likely than not.
I think it is far less likely than not. I think you can't compare the regular season to playoffs with baseball.
Last night was
totally unacceptable. Okay. You can't do that.
Well, but you said you can, and he did.
I'm just saying I would be...
But it wasn't
floored if it's the
ball. All right, so I want to put that out to everyone. What do you make of the Bryce thing? Obviously, credit to Sanchez. It was a good win. Phil's getting closer to the postseason. Let's talk some...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Eagles. So, obviously, the whole game is still on the table to be discussed. I mean, the reality is, you know, we as a show have done 1 4-hour show since the Friday night game. So, there's still a lot of elements of it to break down. But, John, let's start with the quarterback here. So, I'm curious where everyone stands at 215-592-9494 on Jalen Hurts. To really kind of just put it in a very simple form of a question, I'll ask this, John, to you and everyone. How good is he? And where do you stand on Jalen Hurts now, one game into year five? John, the floor is yours. What do you make of it?
He is an elite NFL quarterback. I am convinced that he will return to playing like an elite NFL quarterback this season because he will be better coached, better informed, given a better set of plays, a better set of audibles to get to for certain situations. When they're man, he'll have man beaters. When they're zone, he'll have zone beaters. When they don't have the right play, he'll have the freedom to audibleize into the right play. We've seen that repeatedly this year already, where he's communicating to his receivers on the outside, making sure, you know, that they understand. We've seen him communicate the protections with his offensive linemen. He's taking a major leap in terms of the responsibilities within this offense this year. And I am convinced, I am bullish on Jalen, but I'm aware he needs to be better. You know, week one, he made some mistakes, some really obvious mistakes at times in terms of trying to force the ball when it shouldn't.
Yeah.
And he knows he needs to be better. Everyone can see that and know that Jalen, who is normally so parsimonious, he's so smart with the ball. You know, he knows how to value the football. That's not like him. He didn't play like Jalen in that regard. I think part of that is he didn't do enough in the preseason. I think that is an institutional problem, an organizational problem to some degree. So I'm not sure who to blame for that, but I'm positive he is being taught well, and it seems like he's learning and receptive to the learning. I'm positive that he'll be better as he learns this offense every day and that Kellen Moore is smart and a good teacher. And the X's and O's part, we are great. He will nail this with, you know, calling out the mic and the protections and the sight adjustments with the wideouts. He's working on the emotional part, that in, you know, that interactive attachment with his teammates. He started working on it last Pro Bowl, I remember thinking, wow, Jalen's really sprightly and feeling it. And he was sort of practicing for, you know, this.
Look,
he's ready to be that guy that they want him to be. They've talked to him about adjusting his attitude, and he's right there. We saw him play his best football in training camp this summer.
We saw him play his best football in 2022.
Okay, but I mean, he took a step forward in a new offense. This offense is more complex, where he's got more responsibilities within it. He's commanding things out there. I'm saying I like where this is going. I'm excited for him, but he needs to do better with the physical, that burst that I thought was certainly there. And I thought we saw it in training camp. I was worried last season about the burst, but lo and behold, he's looking like himself again during camp. I'm concerned that it sort of disappeared in week one.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's so much to this. And it's ironic because I feel like this was, you know, it's got themes that overlap with Carson. And hopefully it doesn't get to that point. I'll say this. If I had to give you a word on where I am with Jalen Hurts at this point, I would say the word is concerned. I and we all have seen, obviously, the really good that was so good that it was truly great. I mean, I'll always contend. I think that his performance in that Super Bowl was one of the great performances of any quarterback that lost the Super Bowl of all time. I mean, it was, I'll tell you this, he played a lot better than most quarterbacks who have won a Super Bowl. So it was that great. And I loved it, you know, meaning loved what he put out there that year. What I saw then was a dynamic athlete who was effective and methodical, kind of surgical, if you will, with the way he went about it. He was unflappable. His decision-making appeared exceptional, and he obviously leaned into utilization of an offense that he was very familiar with from high school and college that he was, I thought, the best I'd ever seen at. I mean, ever. Like, someone that did that kind of offense, I actually thought he was the best ever. Now what I see a player is, I see a player that is too often careless with the ball, and obviously this goes back to last year and this year. I mean, the turnovers are just stunning. I mean, if you really add up the numbers from last year and this year.
No, it was stunning how good he was at not turning it over.
It was.
Initially.
That's
like,
right.
He was precociously good at not turning it over early.
Yeah, so, I mean, I see carelessness. I see decision-making that is a major issue. Just a major issue. I mean, the throws he made the other day, the four. I'm not going to say just the two, the four. The two that were picked, the two that weren't picked. I mean, just really bad decisions of when to throw the ball and where to throw the ball. He, one game into this year, appears to still be leaving the pocket early. And one game into this year, to me, and again, we got to see more to know how much of it was field-related to the other day, but he just doesn't look as athletically spry as the guy I saw in 2020, 2021, and 2022. So I add that up, and I say, yeah, my ledger, some really good still. He made some really great throws the other day, some really bad. My word I come away with, especially for a $250 million quarterback, is concerned. I mean, it's one thing if you're on a rookie contract and the team's not committed and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, you know, take a baseball player. If you're making $500,000, I can move off you quickly. If you're making a ton of money, like Trey Turner, it's harder to move off you quickly. Now, obviously, in football, you can more than because it's not guaranteed deals. I'm just telling you, my word is concerned. You've heard my reasons. We'll see where you stand.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.